Morning.
Is everybody ready?
It's gonna be hot today.
It's hot again today.
It's too hot today.
It's hot. It's humid.
Also very humid.
It's so hot!
How hot is it?
The surface of the sun.
Hotter than the car seat in August.
Hotter than a $2 piston.
How hot is that?
It's so hot.
So hot.
But not you.
Not you.
You guys are cool.
Exactly. Cool.
It's showtime, baby.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is nothing, baby. Think of what our soldiers go through in the middle of a desert in full gear. Come on. There's ways for you to keep cool. Get one of those neck bands. Get one of those, you know, little fans that you can squirt yourself with and it blows at the same time. This is nothing. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 FM Talk and 99.1 FM Talk. We're going to heat things up today. Most definitely. You got a Washoe County Commission meeting going on right now that more people need to be attending. Got a school board meeting going on in a few hours that, they're feeling the heat. They are feeling the pressure, and they are retaliating against parents. Of course, you can't go in there now at the beginning of the meeting and use public comment time to comment on individual items coming up. Nope. Got to wait till it's all over. Well, that's okay. I say pack that place and keep them there. Make sure your comments are heard. And I definitely hear your comments here. 991FMTalk.com. Yesterday's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the state of Nevada be giving away taxpayer money as an incentive to get an experimental vaccine? 98.4% of you said no. Nope. Today's poll question. Do you plan on traveling more than 500 miles away from home? Because you need to be careful. You need to be careful. Let me bring up just a couple of things here. As we are now, 2 days into summer? The WHO, that's the World Health Organization, is now recommending not. So for all the parents and school board members and Washoe County Schools employees out there, all the health people trying to get everybody to get this poison into their system, the WHO now recommends not, and I repeat, not giving the experimental vaccines to anyone under the age of 18. All those poor kids that now have myocarditis and will have these wretched heart diseases for the rest of their lives. All those young, healthy bodies that are now poisoned. So maybe some people will pay attention to that. I don't know how many. Now, I am trying to find where this is coming from. Somebody sent me a screenshot of a social media post. Not even quite sure what social media this was because it says sharer at the top of it. I'm not up on all of them. Whoever posted it, Texas seceded. Nursing student coerced to take vaccine. She waited until baby born to take vaccine, saved her milk for 2 weeks. When she ran out, she breastfed the baby, and it died the first night. And it says here she committed suicide yesterday. Okay, so I wanted to verify this. So I went into my DuckDuckGo and I typed in mother commits suicide after, you know, baby dies from breast milk contaminated with vaccine. Yeah. Typing mother commits suicide into a search engine is really not something that you want to do. That just, I was pretty, you know, it's a terrific Tuesday. We got another day to fight. We got another day to bring our strength forward. And that just, that dragged me this morning. It's just, and these are all just from this year. Going through all the different numbers, it was just incredible. But then I ran across this one. Again, this is why you search media outside of this country. Parents sue over vaccine deaths. This is from the Namibian news source. Namibian news source. Because remember, in all parts of Africa is where they have been testing all kinds of vaccines. Even the people of the Congo, they came out and said, you are not testing this vaccine here. I'm talking about the COVID vaccine. Because they know how it goes. They know that the polio vaccine is now causing more cases of polio than had the kids not been getting it. Six parents whose babies died after they were vaccinated have approached for legal assistance to sue the health ministry. 21 babies nationwide, I'm sorry, countrywide, have died since 2006 after receiving the vaccines, which are normally administered to kids at 6 weeks and 12 weeks in what has been termed sudden infant death syndrome. Now, wait a minute. We're always being told, sudden, you know, SIDS, baby rolls over, sleeping in the wrong position. Maybe there is no such thing as SIDS. Just putting a label on something for when a baby suddenly dies. Maybe we need to start looking in to if it's the vaccines. The vaccine makers had to come out and admit in federal court they have no proof that these vaccines don't cause autism, which they kept, you know, oh, no, it's not the vaccines. It's not the vaccines. And if you said it was, like Jenny McCarthy, you were just ostracized. Well, now maybe it's time we start taking a good long look at these vaccines. Dr. Mikovits is saying, don't take any vaccine. Nothing. Because now they're pushing everything. They're pushing shingles vaccines. They're pushing HPV vaccines, the human papillomavirus. That they pushed onto kids. And the list goes on and on. Yet if something happens from these vaccines, you can't sue them. So we go back to personal responsibility. If the schools are requiring you to have these vaccines, then, well, next month, there's an event coming up that will teach you how to homeschool or use a co-op for your child to school them and get them their education that they truly need. You know, math, science, reading, writing. Teach the kids how to write cursive once again so they can actually read these old world documents like the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Yeah. You know, I guess I have now flipped the switch. I guess I have educated myself enough after getting flu vaccines, after, you know, thinking about getting the shingles vaccine, because, boy, that's scary stuff. Well, no more. I will tell you now that I have changed my mind from just even yesterday. From the education that I've been going through, not only in this country, but in other countries, I'm officially now an anti-vaxxer. Yeah, I can't help it. The evidence, the proof is right there in front of our faces. Even a video that is out there of a pregnant mother getting an exam, and two medical professionals actually holding her down as she is screaming no and giving her a vaccine. Are you disgusted yet? Today's poll question, are you planning on traveling more than 500 miles away from home this summer? I'm wondering how many people are going to say no because airlines saying, well, you can't fly unless you have a vaccine. Oh, but wait a minute. If you've been vaccinated, you can't fly because of blood clots. I think this year is a good year for a staycation. Just my thoughts.
Today's show is brought to you by Stupid Guy Thing Day. I mean, why on earth would a guy want to read the directions when putting together a new entertainment system?
It's summertime, 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 summertime. Well, shut them books and throw them away. Say goodbye to dull school days. Look alive and change your ways. It's summertime. Well, no more studying.
It is summertime, and boy, you can feel the heat. But it's not just from Mother Nature that's bringing the heat. It's from the American people. And I love that. Love, love, love that. Today's poll question about driving or flying or just, you know, heading out more than 500 miles away from home. Staycation. Just received this text. Staycation or drive or ride my motorcycle or a horse. Anything but giving hard-earned money to airlines who treat you like sheeple. Absolutely. So today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question, should the state of Nevada be giving away taxpayer money as an incentive to get an experimental vaccine? At what point do the lawsuits start up? I'm going to be very curious to see how many cities, counties, companies, states go bankrupt from the lawsuits that are going to be brought from forced or incentivized shots. We still, at least, are America. We fight for the Nuremberg Code. Why did they even put that in place? if people weren't going to adhere to it. Your rights do not go away in the face of an emergency. So, in the Philippines, President Duterte, get vaccinated or I will have you jailed. That's interesting because we heard that a couple of times in this country. And yet the people saying that backtracked it pretty darn fast because they knew that that is completely against the law. I'm still trying to find information on the nursing student, the mother who committed suicide after her baby died from receiving contaminated breast milk because she had had the vaccine because she was pressured into it. But one of the reasons that I ask you about traveling, four British Airways pilots dead, one Delta pilot dead, a Canadian pilot unconscious on the runway, all in 1 week. So what do they have in common? Do I actually need to say it out loud? So, safe travels, because now we're getting word from the Reno Tahoe Airport where, you know, you could show up 45 minutes before a flight before because nobody was traveling. Well, now that people are pushing their way back onto the planes, back onto the airlines, they're putting out that there is, there's a good chance there's going to be a line. So you might want to show up 2 hours in advance. So if you are planning on traveling, if you are planning on flying, the airport is saying, get there 2 hours before your flight. Not something I have to worry about, but I want to make sure that you have the information that you need. Because there will be a lot of people that are not going to let their lives be changed or altered in any way with this chaos that we're going through. More and more stories about just the people that we loved growing up. I had such a crush on John Cusack when I was growing up. That was the, him and, oh my gosh, Keanu Reeves. And I have a type. I have that tall, skinny type. But he can go to hell now for all I care. Because he's out there just, you know, this country, this great country, this country was never great. And on about the American people. So reruns, whatever. John Cusack, his movies. Remember, this is how they make money. Let's see, Macy Gray, the singer. She's now going on and on about how, well, we need a new flag. We need a new national anthem. Because ours is just tattered, dated, divisive, and incorrect. She compares the American flag to the Confederate flag. Even though it was under that American flag that so many people laid down their lives, not only currently to save other countries, but to save this country from slavery, from the injustice that was being done. So they're jumping on a bandwagon, and to my producer, don't you dare play one of her songs. Never want Macy Gray music on this station. That's how we fight back. Don't play their music. Don't buy their, don't download. Don't even buy anything anymore. Don't download their music. Don't download their movies. Celebrities were finally coming out and saying that, you know, hey, we need you to go back to the theaters. It's not going to happen. Not on my watch.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show.
A patriot of the first order.
On FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT.
92.3 FM Talk.
Got your opinions and I got mine.
And we share them respectfully. I have to keep telling myself that. After a few entanglements on the air, you know, Jerry says, hey, come on, bring it down a little bit. So I do. I try to play nice. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's your show. It's live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And there were so many amazing things going on this past weekend that it's nice. It is so nice. It fills my heart to see people out and about again and doing what they should be doing, living life. Whether you're going out and heading to Utah on an amazing bike ride or competing in you know, mountain biking or off-road biking. And it's just nice to be living life again. Don't let them take that away from you. Because you already see with the UK variant, they're going to try. They're going to push even harder this time. But people are the ones who make the difference. And they especially make the difference when we're trying to raise money for an incredible foundation. And I am so proud that we were involved with the Matthew Axelson Foundation. Huge golf tournament this weekend and shooting event. Joining us right now is Matthew's mother, Donna. Donna, how did it go this weekend?
Oh my gosh, it was better than we could have anticipated. Even though it was hot, everyone's attitudes were so positive. It just was a great 2 days.
That is fantastic. I tell you, we're going to have to start working on 3 days. I know it's a lot of work, but when they hear about the Axelson Foundation, they know that that's something I got to be a part of. So do we have any tallies yet on how much money was made?
So after expenses, we made $95,000.
Donna, last year
great?
We did 50.
Yeah, well, this year it was, people heard about it. Last year we had 95 people. This year we had 220.
Oh, I am so happy, Donna. That is awesome.
I know. It's the people in this area. In fact, Mike Ziegler, who's the auction guy who does stuff for us, former professional golfer, he said, when we move the tournament to America, because we did it for 14 years in Silicon Valley and didn't get the support. But last year we moved it here, and then people heard about it for this year, and it's just unbelievable. And
yeah,
I told Jerry, the stuff that you do to promote it is amazing.
It is absolutely our pleasure. And you know, even with all of that, that was canceling some of the shooting events because of the lack of ammo.
That's right. We didn't do the events on Friday because people couldn't get ammo.
Okay, so now we're going to start collecting and raising ammo for next year because there's probably still going to be a shortage. But we want to make sure that those shooting events come back in full force because the SEALs come out and support you, and you know they make it for people in the community. What should people know about the foundation and why it is so important to support it?
Okay, so we support the Special Operations Warrior Foundation, and that's an organization based out of Tampa that for any special forces, regardless of the service branch, if they're killed in action, they pay the whole college expenses for the children. And every child, they never turn a child down. Every child gets full college, whether they go to the local community college or Harvard. So
that's what they do. And one of the men that's really important in that organization is a former SEAL captain, and he comes every year and plays. So that's great. And then the SEAL Family Foundation does, based in San Diego, does anything that a SEAL family needs, whether the SEAL is deployed or at home, if there are needs within the family, the SEAL Family Foundation does that. And the last organization that this money will go to is De Anza College, which is in Cupertino, where the memorial is for Operation Red Wings. They're in Memorial Park across the street from De Anza Community College. We donate to their veterans program, where veterans returning from combat have funds that they need to be able to continue their education.
Donna, there'll never be peace for you because you lost your son. But doesn't it fill your heart that with a foundation that commemorates and, you know, memorializes your son, has so much support in Nevada and will continue on in his name for generations to come?
It is. It's heartwarming.
It's heartbreaking and heartwarming at the same time. I completely understand.
You know, the thing when you lose somebody, if you don't sit around and say, oh, poor me, but if you get involved in giving back, it just makes a world of difference.
Amen. There it is right there. Donna, thank you so much for all you do. The entire family, his wife, his friends, we will always treasure his memory. And I can't wait to start planning for next year.
Yeah, I'm working on writing thank you notes right now. So that's my next project.
Monica,
thank you so much.
Thank you, Donna. Yeah. I appreciate your time and the update today. Did you hear that? $90,000. Oh, that's because of you. That's because you choose how to spend your money, what organizations you support, not the money that is taken from you, and then the government decides who it's going to go to, who in the arts and humanities, who in, you know, over here in what country to study, you know, frog intercourse. This foundation continues on because you decided that this is what you want to put your money into. That's what they're after. And that is such a beautiful feeling to know that Northern Nevada came forward and helped this event succeed. I can't wait until all the other events come back that we didn't get to have last year. Because of the, how did he put it? Trying to remember the pathologist that came out. Oh, that's right. Dr. Roger Hodgkinson, claiming that coronavirus is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. That's his quote. How many doctors have come forward and finally said, you know what? They freaked us out at the beginning too. But the truth is coming out. And we cannot let this happen again. How much money would have been in the Axelson Foundation had we been allowed to have the event? How many nonprofits literally had to close their door because they couldn't do fundraisers? They couldn't have walk-ins to help people? See, they don't like that because they want to have control over everything. They don't like it that we as Americans are the most generous human beings on the face of this planet. We go to other countries. We go to other cities, other counties, other states. A lot of scams out there. So I always encourage, give to only the organizations you 100% know and deal with. I'm talking now about even the biggies. You know, the volunteers here in this area for the American Red Cross are absolutely amazing. And I tell you, when I donate to the Red Cross, I make sure that that money stays here in Northern Nevada. Because the upper management, let's just say it's like the NRA. It's ridiculous the amount of money that they spend to keep themselves, you know, in a lifestyle that they believe they should be in. No. You work with organizations that are homegrown and right here, like the Axelson Foundation and many others. Shakespeare Animal Fund, the Veterans Guest House, organizations that truly help and they don't take federal monies. Just ask the people of Haiti how much money they got or what was rebuilt in Haiti after the Clinton Foundation came in. Yeah. So if you're donating to groups like that, just know that that money went into the pockets of the Clintons and their friends, not the people you actually thought it was being donated to.
Today's show is brought to you by Stupid Guy Thing Day. Did you hear that? Of course not. You weren't listening even though I specifically asked you to pay attention. And put down the TV remote.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Yes, it's the Monica Jay Show. It's your show. Just as a reminder, this is a quick little reminder here. As we see more and more, not results, but information coming out from Maricopa County, from Georgia, from Pennsylvania, Trump says that he has not conceded the 2020 election. That was just out on Newsmax. Just a little tidbit there for you, just in case you were wondering. You know, he's just taking the advice of Hillary Clinton. Do not, do not concede. Do not concede the election under any circumstances. I was a little disappointed with Arizona. Audit is almost 100% completed. They will not be releasing the results. I was like, what? What's going on here? They're not going to release the results until August, which is baffling to me, absolutely baffling. But there's probably a reason. So we'll just all be patient and figure out what it is. Just hang on, hang in, hang on, whatever you have to do. And do something good for yourself. Do something that just makes you feel happy and content every single day. Because you know what? Only you can affect, I know I'm sounding, what is it, esoteric here or whatever. Only you can affect how you feel. If you let everything going on around you get to you, then that's on you. It's on me. Because it's up to us. It's personal responsibility. But Monica, something makes me feel this way. It's like, those are all outside sources. Don't let outside forces bring you to all of this depression. I'm trying to put a spin on it of all of those suicides that I saw when I just searched for that nursing student who committed suicide after she was pressured into having a vaccine while she was pregnant. So she had her baby first, stocked up a bunch of breast milk. But you know babies, they want to be fed and eat and eat and eat. And rather than give the baby formula, started breastfeeding again after she had her vaccination and the baby died. So she killed herself. I know I talk about personal responsibility, but man, I'd like to see somebody held accountable for hers. Are we going to see people held accountable? Are we going to see Fauci held accountable? Are we going to see Zuckerberg held accountable? Because not only did he help fund gain of function, you know, donating to NIH, and then they put the money over here into China, and it's their little way of money laundering, hoping that you don't find the path, because people just won't spend the time to do research like that. And even when the old articles are brought up about Fauci and the AIDS epidemic and how he's been working these scams for decades and decades, people still won't believe it. But there you have it. This morning, if you are a parent and you're having to deal with the school system, the WHO does not recommend, you know, the World Health Organization does not recommend giving the Fauci ouchie or the Franken shot to anyone under 18. You know, those young, healthy kids where they don't even really get this virus. Yeah. Why would you take a shot for anything that has a 99% survival rate? What happened to us not being able to get sick and, you know, get over it? Why are people so afraid of contracting a virus? Viruses are all around us. Oh, but there's not a whole lot of man-made viruses around us. That's what we have to watch out for. And that's what I'm here for, is to help protect you. And I'm glad you're here. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back.